Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to be studying Ashrei, as we indicated, pasuk by pasuk, Tehillah le David, Aramim Chalohai HaMelech, Vavracha Shimcha li'olam va'ed. So Tehillah le David, both the Radak and the Mitzvahs David note, that unlike most of Sefer Tehillim, where there are bakashos and tchinos, petitions and pleas, supplications for David's very existence, so this mizmor has only the motif of Shevach, Tehillah le David, and it concludes on that note, Tehillat Hashem Yedaber Pi V'Yirecho Basar, Shem Kadsho Li'olam Va'ed. So there's Shevach Alakel, Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. So noting, the Ibn Ezra points this out, as do many others, that David HaMelech begins with saying, who's the real king here? Will the real king please stand up? So you are, of course, the Melech, not I, says David. Beyond that, Lehalacha, the Talmud Yerushalmi quotes a famous discussion about what constitutes a bracha, kol bracha shein v'shem malchus ein a bracha. So the source for the idea that malchus has to be included in any bracha, if you want to give praise to Hashem in the format of any bracha, so then you need to mention malchus. So this is the source text, Arumimcha Elokai HaMelech. Now the Malbim makes sense of the two halves of the Pasuk, Arumimcha Elokai HaMelech, that Hashem is transcendent, as we noted in the introduction, and He is beyond any kind of praise. He is literally above anything that we could possibly describe. So that's why the language of Romimus, of being exalted, is appealed to. But Va'avarcha Shimcha Li'olam Va'ed, as opposed to God's essence, which is beyond any praise, and we could just say about that, L'cha Dumiyah Tehillah, Va'avarcha Shimcha Li'olam Va'ed, the Malam says that's the way that God interacts with the universe. All of those themes of immanence that we discussed in terms of providing and sustaining, nurturing, and anchoring all of us, Poseach Chesedecho, Masbil Chol Chayratzon, obviously being the apotheosis of that motif. So, Vavarcha Shimcha Li'olam Va'ed, meaning that your name, the way that you interact with the world, that I can bless every single day, even if Hashem, in and of itself, is simply exalted beyond any capacity for language or for human beings to give praise. So David HaMelech begins Mizmor Kof Mem Hei Tehillah LeDavid by noting that Hashem is the ultimate Melech, and it means something coming from David, who knew a thing or two about the Malchus that mortals could experience and wield. But at the same time, you know, Vavarcha Shimcha Li'olam Va'ed, Hashem deigns to involve Himself in all respects, you know, with this world, up until and including Posea Chesedecha Umasbia Alechol Chai Ratzon. And I think what's very fascinating about that is that, you know, think about David looking at Hashem as a Melech and the aspect of Vehalachta B'drachav that would be uniquely relevant to David as a Melech. I think it's quite striking that David HaMelech conducted himself in exactly the same way. The Agadita at the beginning of Brachos talks about David being very involved in tending to personal matters. People would have all kinds of questions, marital purity questions. And David describes himself at one point as Yaday Muchlachos Vedam Shlo Vashilya. So this is, I think, you know, people might say, king getting involved in these things for. But David HaMelech says, on the one hand, if you're following the Malbim's interpretation, right, that Hashem is completely exalted, but at the same time, right, totally imminent and involved in the world. So David HaMelech likewise was not one to stand on ceremony, but would insist, absolutely insist, on being completely involved and integrated. Vavarcha Shimcha, Hashem's name, connoting His integration and involvement, Li'olam Va'ed, in all respects, and that's the part that we are capable of praising. God's essence is really beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. About that we say, L'cha Dumya Tehillah, God's involvement in the world is the beneficiary of Bracha, Vavarcha, Shimcha, Li'olam Vayed. Everybody have a wonderful day.